As we all know now, the coronavirus is surging again. We're tired. Many of us slipped in our vigilance over recent weeks, sharing meals and other activities. Now the numbers are almost at a point where we'll be going back to lockdown, even though a vaccine is on the horizon. We catch up with Albany County Executive Dan McCoy's updates, this one recorded as the current week started.
So, good morning, everyone. And, it's going to be tougher out there for all of us. It's here. It's going to get worse. And, you know, it's one of the things we're trying to figure out on the county level, as well as the state and a national level. Where do we go from here? You know, waiting for the vaccine. As people know, it's going to take time to get out. They're trying to prioritize. Does it go to nursing homes? Does it go to first responders? Does it go to hospital staff? All great questions, and something we're going to be addressing here in the next couple of days to kind of talk about how it's going to be put out throughout the community. The plan that Dr. Whalen's team's had in place for years. The state and the feds have different ideas of how they're going to put this vaccine out. But I want to make it clear to people, and I know the light's at the end of the tunnel, and everyone feels that the vaccine's here, that we can just go out and do whatever we want. The bad mistakes, or hiccups, you could say, that we made on Halloween, on Thanksgiving, is really gonna affect us this next 2 months. This is gonna be the worst we've ever seen. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just putting the facts out there. Do your research, read it, it's just not here. We've been fortunate enough that our numbers have been lower here in New York State than anywhere else, you know, fortunate. But, you know, it was one of the things that Dr. Whalen and I talk about. We go back and forth about numbers. Do you just come out and put out numbers? Do you just say, hey, we're at this? 100's gonna be the norm probably going forward in the next couple of weeks. And do you get numb to it? Because we kind of have, you know, we're like, well, it's 100, let's look at this, let's look at that. It just lets us know that people are putting their fatigued. They're putting their guard down. And what happened on Black Friday and this weekend is really going to tell us how these next couple weeks and month are going to be. And from all the data that we're seeing and everything that we're getting, to all the haters out there that hate me doing this every day, I got no choice because you didn't do the right thing. You didn't think masks worked. You know, everyone's like, well, it's here. The mask must not work. Well, I'm glad we're all scientists. Am I a little frustrated? Yes. Yes, I am. Because you know what? We're almost there. And we need to continue to work in a partnership. We need to be there. And to the people doing the right thing, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think Dr. Whalen and I have said this before. Please stay home. Don't go out. Don't go anywhere unnecessary, not unless you have to do something. Because we can get through this. We can keep the curve down. But, you know, we're looking at the micro cluster, and I got to be honest with you, we're probably going to pass yellow people and go right to orange, the rate we're headed. And we'll get into that in the next couple of days, but the way we're looking at it, it's here. You know, even if we got reset, the numbers we're having, it's like some areas will be orange. I'm worried about yellow. Now I'm looking at orange. So please, please be part of this solution, not part of the problem. I know it's 263 days later, we're in the 38th week since March 12th. I know we're all tired, but I do want to recognize the county resident we lost yesterday. Yes, he was a man in his 90s. But again, to the family, my prayers, my condolences go out to you. It's tough to lose anyone. I don't care if they're 90, 97, 104, I don't care if they're 10, you know, it's tough to lose a loved one. So to the families and to the 158 people that have died since this. My condolences and prayers go out to your family as always, and we're always here for you. So today we have 5,743 positive cases of the coronavirus, 2,272 people that are currently mandatory quarantine. We have an increase of 105 positive cases overnight. So of the new 105 cases, we know 23 had close contact to a positive case. One reported traveling out of state, one was a healthcare worker, and 80 do not have a clear source of infection at this time. As of today, there's 23,266 people that have completed quarantine. 4,859 tested positive for the virus. We have an increase of recovery of 117 since yesterday. So some of the things that we keep talking about. As of today, we have 72 people currently hospitalized from the virus, the most we've ever seen in Albany County. There were 10 new hospitalizations just over last night. This is now the fourth time in just over a week that we set a record for the number of residents hospitalized. Another record this month, November, I did not want to hit, and I'm not proud of. Yesterday, there were 67. Saturday, we had 61. November 20th, we set the record at 45. Our hospitalization rate is now 1.25% of those who have tested positive. Yesterday, that rate was 1.18. 11 patients are currently in the ICU. Yesterday, that number was 8. And the day before that was 6. On November 1st, just to give you a little point of view, we had 0.71% hospitalization rate. Now we're at 0.125. In the month of November, we had a total of 162 people hospitalized. That's a 30% of our total since the outbreak started in March. What's alarming is why I said this in the beginning, and why, yes, I am just slightly frustrated. Because everyone feels we're at the end, and they're going out and doing bad things that are making you go into the hospital, making you get sick, and making you pass this COVID-19 around. That's an average of 5.4 new daily hospital admissions this month. And this is what scares the hell out of me. It's not just the number of positives we report each day, it's the infection rate. But with those led to more residents going to the hospitals and more residents potentially dying. And we likely still haven't seen the full effect of what this large gathering on Thanksgiving, on the holiday, on the weekends, and the infection rate is going to be like coming. Over the last 5 days, there's been an average of 100.4 new positive cases each day. Yesterday, it was 101.2. Looking at our percent positive rate, Albany County has a 7-day rolling average, has now hit 3.8% using the data from November 28th. The 7-day average of the Capital Region now is at 2.97. Ultimately, the best way to protect yourselves and others to prevent us from going into a micro-cluster zone is to go out less. Avoid large gatherings, wear a mask, cough into your arm, clean your hands, and stay 6 feet apart.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. County Executive McCoy's broadcasts are available each day at 10:30 a.m., usually on Facebook or on his Albany government website. Remember, be safe out there. The vaccine's coming, but it's going to take a while. Be safe.